tell you any deep, dark secrets.
No, I don't think the gardens have many deep, dark secrets. Not that I've found so far. Can I use your name if I quote you or if I use your information? Great. Wonderful. So, I guess I'm writing a history of the gardens and what they were and what they are and what they've been to people. And so, when were you a gardener? How long did you garden there? What were they like when you were there?
Well, let's see.
Everything.
I was in medical school from 1964 to 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And the gardens, I think, got going our first or second year of medical school. And a bunch of us got together. Rumack was one of them, a guy by the name of Bob and Jean House. Jean was his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, I think, were some of the major instigators of that project.
Mm-hmm.
We got some land. The ag department there at the school, they gave us, I don't know, 5 acres of land or whatever it was, a couple acres anyway,
mm-hmm.
right near the road that runs on the east side of Eagle Heights.
Mm.
Maybe that's Eagle Heights Road. I don't even remember what the name of it was.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fire hydrant near the top of the hill. There was a little dip there.
Mm.
And that's where we got permission, I think, from the city. I don't know how they figured it. They maybe just gave the water to us. And
mm.
we had to get a pipe, which we did. We ran it under there was a culvert there.
Mm.
We ran it under that and into the field. And
mm-hmm.
I think at a certain time, we would turn it on or they would turn it on. I don't know who did the turning on. And then we could water our garden.
Mm.
From this fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
And the only problem we had in that garden was we liked to grow corn, a lot of other people did too.
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the people that gardened there were the medical students, but I think it was open to anybody that was in Eagle Heights. I think that was probably the only requirement.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem we had was with raccoons that
mm.
would take our sweet corn in particular. So that what happened, we went to the animal control unit of the university there,
mm-hmm.
and they loaned us some box traps, which we then set up, and then they would take the raccoons, and I don't know what they did with them. One of them we butchered and had for just table meat, you know.
Say that again?
I said one of the raccoons we butchered up.
Oh, butchered.
And ate it.
Uh huh.
But only one of them. Most of them that were trapped were sent. They would pick them up. I don't know if they came by every day to check the field. Or we had to put the traps out
mm-hmm.
when we had raccoons. I remember that part.
Mm-hmm. Did it get? Did
those are about the only things I remember. So any other questions you have?
Well, I do have some about the raccoons. Did the traps seem to take care of your raccoon problem or no?
They did. We had very little damage after we trapped for a week or two. Of course, they already had half the crop, so.
Oh. Raccoons seem to.
They're very good at that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you just gardened for. Did you only garden in that one spot, or did the gardens were in another place originally? Were you there when they were in an old apple orchard?
Yeah, I was there when they first started. No, they didn't move to any other place.
Okay.
The next year, they plowed them up. We had to take out our stuff. And they would plow it up for us. I think that's how it went. And we then parceled it off. And I don't remember exactly how we defined each garden, but I would say, just as I remember it, what was it, about 20 feet square, Jan, or so? It wasn't a huge area, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
each person. And you had to, I don't know, somehow we had to get our requests in and so forth, because I think, in other words, whatever they gave us was almost entirely utilized, whatever they let us use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was that strip of land. There's some trees there right along Eagle Heights Drive.
Yep.
The top of it. Do you live in Eagle Heights, by the way?
No, I don't live in Eagle Heights, but I spend a lot of time out there. I do have a garden plot.
Okay. So you know where I'm talking about then? There's a little dip, and there's a fire hydrant there.
Uh-huh.
Near the top of the hill.
Uh-huh. I think that I know where you're talking about. Now there may be a bus stop near there. I'm not sure. But were you part of the negotiations with the School of Agriculture to get the gardens, and what were those like if you were part of them?
No, I don't know. We had an attorney that was a medical student, and I don't know if he did the bargaining or what. I don't remember that we had to sign anything or anything like that.
Mm.
I think it was pretty a loosely organized thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they asked us how much land we would need. I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us about what we needed. In other words, I don't remember anybody saying, how come I can't have a garden there?
Yeah.
Do they still garden there, by the way?
Oh, yep, there's still gardens there, and they're in the same spot, and it's about 8 acres now. So probably about the same size as when you were gardening there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember we started out smaller the first year, but then after other people found out about it, they wanted to have a garden too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it wasn't large. Maybe the first year was only a few acres, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly how big it was. I know our garden, we had to walk out into the field on one of the paths about, oh gosh, I want to say between 100 and 100 yards and maybe 150 yards. So maybe our garden was on the west side, east side more.
Yeah. Was it up the hill a little bit? It's that piece of land is sloped. Do you remember if you had to deal with erosion and gardening on a hill? Or
No, we didn't have much erosion. It was more or less on the top of the hill of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was real steep slopes. In other words, I don't remember that we had to worry about a lot of washing or anything, erosion or washing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of, I mean, that is a perfectly flat piece of land there, but it was more or less to the top of it, I thought.
Okay.
It was just to the south of where that fire hydrant was.
Mm.
In other words, fire hydrant would have been on the north end of the whole thing.
Okay.
Where that fire hydrant is.
Mm-hmm.
We were south of that.
Okay. Do you remember the process of putting in the irrigation pipes and what that was like? I think from what Barry Rumack said, it was one day of organizing pipes and laying them out. Do you remember much about laying out the irrigation?
We had to purchase, I think, some sort of a large plastic pipe.
Mm.
I don't think anybody gave us the pipe that we used, but maybe they did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the exact details there. You guys now have a aluminum pipe system or something?
Yeah, now it's metal, and it's all underground. It's dug in with spigots every maybe 100 feet or so.
Ours was above ground.
Yours was all above ground?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as I thought it was, I thought it was some sort of a semi-flexible pipe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you had to...
I may be all wet about that, but...
I think that you probably... I have no idea. You know more than I do about what it was.
That's a half a century ago, you know.
It was a long time ago, but people, you're remembering.
More than now. Let's see. That's 46 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a long time to remember.
It is a long time to remember, but you do remember, so.
I remember that garden. My wife and I gardened over on Eagle Heights, on Badger Avenue. Before we moved into Eagle Heights, we had a garden there too, I ask. Back of our apartment, there was an undeveloped piece of land there.
Mm.
There was buildings all around. And I found out who the owner was, and I asked them if they would mind if we did some gardening on that land.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, they said, no, we don't care. The only thing you have to know, they said, is that land is for sale. If somebody buys it and they want to utilize it, your garden is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we used it 1 or 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe only 1 year, and then we moved to Eagle Heights.
Okay. So when did you move to Eagle Heights in 64? Or 65?
No, we were discussing that. Mm-hmm. We moved there before I started the medical school in the fall of 64. So I want to say I think we moved to Eagle Heights in the spring of 1964.
Mm.
In other words, we were already living there by the time I started medical school.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it easier to start school if you don't have to be moving at the same time.
Right. Well, it was kind of interesting because the week that medical school started, my parents were building a home up here north of Wausau.
Mm-hmm.
And to try to save my dad some money, he was just a farmer, and he was trying to build a home that they could retire to.
Mm-hmm.
I agreed to do all the electrical wiring, so I came up the week before medical school.
Oh.
I spent 9 days and I lost about 10 pounds of weight. I completely wired that house.
Oh wow.
In 10 days they built it as far as they could without closing anything in so I could do the wiring.
Uh-huh.
And I got it almost completely done. Everything.
Wow.
10 days. But I tell you what, for a novice it was difficult.
Even for an expert doing something like that in 10 days is a lot of work.
Oh, God. I worked from the time it was daylight. I could see until it was so dark I was working with floodlights.
Oh.
We had a temporary service connection so I could get some power, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you can see things.
But anyway, then I went down. I worked until about 9:30 at night on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Then I loaded up some pieces of plywood and stuff because I wanted to build a cupboard in our apartment down in Eagle Heights.
Uh-huh.
I brought that down and I got to Eagle Heights at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
I left, hauled that stuff in, and then I had to be in class at 8 o'clock the next morning down in Bardeen Hall down there in the gross anatomy section.
Oh, man.
So that was really a stress that first day.
Yeah, exhausting. Absolutely.
But the gardens worked out pretty good, as I remember. There wasn't any thievery or anything, although there was an area on the south east corner of where the apartments were, where people would park trailers and stuff. And there was a lot of thieving going on there.
Huh.
There was a boat trailer there, and somebody stole the wheels off. Left the frame sitting there.
Oh, so, but no, you don't remember thieving from the gardens, so that's good.
No, I don't remember anybody in the gardens thieving stuff.
That's good, because that's one of the places that it could happen very easily.
The people that would thieve, they're not too interested in fruits and vegetables.
Mm. Yeah.
Which would be good for them, but that's not what they're interested in.
Yeah. So did
anything else you can think of?
Yeah, well, I have a few more questions. So I was wondering what kinds of things you grew, and then who did you interact with people when you were out at the garden, or when did you go garden? What was it like to be out at your plot?
Well, we obviously had to go on weekends,
mm-hmm.
or after classes.
Mm-hmm.
In the evening, so it was mainly evening or weekend,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't involved with other things.
Mm-hmm.
Then there would always be one or two parties out there, it seemed, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like there was a whole congregation of people at the time were out there. I kind of remember it as being a pretty much a place of solitude.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there were all these gardens there, and ours was among them, but it was pretty relaxed and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we grow? Well, I remember we grew the sweet corn because of those stupid raccoons.
Yeah.
And I think we had beans, and we probably had some squash, although I don't remember that for sure. I'm sure we had beans.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember that we grew tomatoes, although if we did, I don't know why we wouldn't do
it. I know. That's what I'd say. Yep.
They grow. They're the most prolific plant around.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, we have a garden, a big garden up here.
Yeah.
A big brush here where we live north of Wausau along the Wisconsin River.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an orchard.
Oh.
small one, but enough that it produces up to a couple of tons or more of fruit.
Oh, wow.
And we take that down in the fall, down to the Salvation Army people.
Mm.
Because we don't have a fruit stand or anything here.
Yeah.
I just don't want to spend the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier just to pick it and take it down there by the box full of donate it to them.
I'm sure they're grateful.
That tradition of Eagle Heights gardening is kind of carried on.
Mm.
It started before the gardens there, my wife and I, and we've kind of carried it on. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the apple orchard near the gardens? Did you ever pick apples from there or remember seeing it?
No.
No?
I don't remember seeing it.
Okay. It was probably just over the hill from where your garden was, to the east.
I think there was, but there were some areas there that they didn't really want you to go into, as I remember.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, it wasn't like, oh, well, we got this here and that here, and if you guys want anything, you just go through and take what you want, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't remember that being the case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember there was no trespass signs either, but I do remember there was a couple of areas where they had roads running off.
Mm-hmm.
And they did have, as I remember, either no trespass signs on those or locked gates.
Mm.
Now, those may have been for other departments.
Yeah.
Not the ag department. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That they had a along the edge of Lake Mendota there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That road on Eagle Heights around.
Yeah.
To the north end, there were some roads running off. And they were either gated and locked or they had no trespass signs or something.
Yeah.
We never went down there, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what was in the fields around the garden, or what they were in old ag fields?
Well, it was some sort of agriculture crops. It wasn't corn.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just like alfalfa fields or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember that they had corn in the couple of years we were there. I don't ever remember them having corn.
Yeah.
Right up next, whatever it was a low-growing crop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I assumed it was probably some sort of hay field for the. I assumed they made their own forage for their bird down there, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think
they
that's
do
true.
That, I assume so, huh?
No, actually, at least not there. There's, the gardens, I think, are slightly bigger, and then they're doing a prairie restoration around the gardens now, so it's...
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's not owned or operated by ag.
They were doing it. I think they took care of it as just regular farmland, you
mm-hmm.
know. But they didn't grow corn. I don't remember ever, you know, seeing real tall stalks around the edge of our gardens. I mean, they may have had corn, but
mm-hmm.
not right next to our gardens, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah, well, with your problems with the raccoons, it wouldn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, if they would have had corn there, that would have taken care of part of our problem, too.
True.
It would have attacked theirs as well as ours.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a huge field there, because we just had all of our stuff, because of the small size of the plot, you didn't have a lot of anything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it was enough, and I think everybody was pretty enthused about it. I know we had it for at least two of the 4 years we were there.
Yep.
And maybe longer, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In other words, I don't think we had that the year we started, but
yep.
I think it was it 65 or 66 that those gardens got started.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know whatever the people have told you, but that's what I remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, from what other people have told me, that 66 was the year they started in that spot, and that they were actually in another... Were you there when the 900s were built? They were built in the southwest corner of Eagle Heights, right directly north of University Houses. Do you remember? Can you picture that location? That's where they were previously.
Yeah, that would be it. It was on the west side of that field, which was right next to that road that ran around, probably called Eagle Heights Road or something.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it was on the south end of it, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that was it.
Yep.
Was it? And 66 would make sense, because I know it was, we didn't have one the first year I was in medical school.
Uh-huh.
And it was either the second or third year, so that would have been either 65 or 66.
Yep. Yep. Sounds just about right.
Yep.
Well, do you have any other... Oh, did you... I have one more question. Do you have any... Were there? Do you remember any problems with weeds? Or if you could use insecticides or herbicides or things like that? Or if you did?
The weeds, I think, we just pulled out. And mm-hmm. I don't remember us even having a sprayer at that time. Mm-hmm. So I don't mm-hmm. think there was any prohibition against using a sprayer or anything.
Yeah.
I just don't think anybody used it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, the chemical spray industry, I don't think was really going about that time.
Mm.
Well, in other words, they probably still had arsenic lead, and they probably still had sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anybody could have that stuff or used it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember anybody spraying anything, Jen? I don't think there was. The only thing that was ever used in those gardens, you could use fertilizer, although they might have even fertilized it for us.
Mm-hmm.
But you could use fertilizer, I'm sure, and we had to get the water supply.
Mm-hmm.
Water supply was a key thing because, you often had droughts, even if we were surrounded on two sides by water in the sense that was almost like a peninsula, but
yep.
Still were dry.
Uh-huh.
If it's dry, nothing grew.
Yeah.
So that's what led to the water business. And mm-hmm. I think Dean's house was one of the major persons behind that. And I don't know who else. That attorney, Jim, and Marshall Siegel, I think, had something to do with it. He was an attorney who had gone then to law after medical school.
Mm. How do you spell Siegel?
S-E-G-A-L, I think.
Okay.
G-A-L, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall.
Great.
He would be listed in a medical school class.
Okay.
One of those classes. Was he in our class? Either ahead of us or behind this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think he was in my class. He might have been a class behind us.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's just of 69, it would have been.
Okay.
He might have been 1 year behind us.
Okay.
But I remember him because when we had problems legally, he would be the one we would always ask to speak on our behalf.
Mm.
Yeah, because we got into problems last year or two we were there. They were building that last addition, or last at that time,
mm-hmm.
in that area just to the west of where we were. We were on the south end of all those Eagle Heights apartments, and they were building another complex south, or mainly west of us. They couldn't go any farther south than us because that was all regular houses there.
Yeah.
North of that, west of that was an open field at the time. And the last year or two, they were putting in a whole bunch of new apartments there, and it was one mess. We had about 12 inches of dust and mud on the road out in front of our place.
Mm.
These trucks would come down our road in front of our apartment to go into this complex.
Mm.
And there was constant dust and dirt like you couldn't believe.
Mm.
Too bad we could have started the garden on that, except that we were driving over it. Kind of. That was a mess. Honest to God, they clogged up the city, sewer drains and everything else.
Mm. Mm. So did you ask them to stop or ask them to take care of their construction site better? How did the legal, what were the legal issues in that?
Well, the legal issue was, were they obligated to maintain the area around their work site in a usable condition.
Mm-hmm.
And Marshall checked out the contract they had, and in fact, there was a certain amount of money allocated to maintenance of the surrounding areas, so as not, they had written that in, whoever wrote up the contract. And so he pursued that, and the result of that was they brought in a bunch of fire hoses and proceeded to flood the area, and that's when we had a foot and a half of mud. But that wasn't a heck of a lot better. What they should have done was brought in a loader,
yep. You know,
with a big bucket on it,
mm-hmm.
and just gone down the street scooping up all that dirt,
yep.
and back into the area where they were working.
Uh-huh.
But some idiot got the idea that if they just got these fire hoses, they could just flush the street.
Mm.
Well, what they did, they flushed it all right. It jumped up everything, and we were left with a huge mud mess. And then I don't know what that or to scrape it off or what they finally did. But
yeah.
I remember it was a mess.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Sounds like you had lots of good memories.
Oh,
or at least memories.
Yeah, but that was kind of an interesting thing. Those were really utilitarian apartments, you know.
Mm.
But they were a place to live, and it was reasonable, and it was handy.
Yeah.
So my wife was working at the time down at the... See, we both did our master's degrees there before I started medical school.
Mm.
She stayed on at the vaccine department where we got our master's degree through.
Uh-huh.
And worked as a research associate.
Huh.
And I went to medical school.
Huh.
So that's what happened. In other words, we moved to Eagle Heights when we were both in graduate school before I started medical school.
Yep. Yep. Well... Thank you so much for your time. This was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah. How did Rubeck sound? Like he was still in good shape?
He sounded like he was still in great shape, yep. He seemed to be in...
He was one of my buddies, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. He mentioned you with very fond memories and said you were one of the best gardener he knew out at Eagle Heights.
Yeah. Well, Gene House was another spark plug in that garden.
Mm-hmm.
Bob House.
Mm-hmm.
He was his wife, I'm sorry, Bob House. He was really enthusiastic, and I think he did a lot of work in acquiring things or contacts.
Yeah.
I don't think this attorney did that contact work. I think Bob talked to somebody in the Ag Department there
uh-huh.
to find out about that land. And I don't even think they charge us anything. I think they let us use it for free.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah.
Nice people, huh?
Nice people. Exactly.
So now you can garden in there even if you don't live in Eagle Heights. Is that it?
Yes.
You can. Is a student at the college there?
Actually, you can garden there even if you're not a student, although they keep the percentage of community members at about 20%. So if you get priority if you're a student, or if you're a resident of Eagle Heights, then if you're a student, then if you're an alumni or faculty, and then... if you're just a Madison community member. So there's a wide variety of people there now. Yeah.
See, at the time we were there, I want to say, I think almost all of them, I may be all wet, but I think most of them were just in the medical school.
Mm-hmm.
Originally.
Mm-hmm.
When it first started.
Yeah.
There weren't a lot of people there. How big a place was that, Jen? About a couple of acres, maybe at max? She says they got 8 acres. 8 acres.
Really?
Yeah. She gardens there, and she says that it's even open to the community. See, when we were there, I think it was very limited.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It had to be, well, first of all, if you didn't know somebody that was there, you wouldn't even know what the thing was for. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it was kind of almost like a clique or something you want to call it, you know?
Yep.
When it originally started.
Yeah.
Must have been popular if it's still going.
It's
still in the same place, huh?
Yep, it's still in the same place. Uh-huh. And it is popular. People love it.
A lot of weeds.
A lot of weeds. Well, there's some persistent... Somebody started planting comfrey there, and so that's a problem. And what else? There's Canada thistles and quack grass. And so there's some...
Quack is bad.
Yeah.
Quack is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing you can do with quack... know where your plot is. Quack greens up before you would plant anything else. You gotta have some Roundup and spray it with that. That takes care of the quack.
Yeah.
Except if your neighbors don't do it, you know, in the next plot, by the end of the summer, you'll have probably anywhere from a couple feet to maybe 5 or 6 feet of quack on the side of your garden where their plot is.
Yep. Exactly. That's the problem with community gardens. It was great talking to you, Norm, and I will keep you informed of how my project rolls along.
So this project is just writing a paper at Eagle Heights, that's it?
It's a master's thesis on the history of the gardens, yep.
Oh, okay.
So, a little bit bigger than a paper, but yeah.
Okay.
A longish paper on the history of the gardens, exactly.
My master's was about 600 pages. And how it transmits from animals to humans and back again.
Ugh.
That worries. A hell of a lot of work.
Yeah.
Well, good. I hope things go well for you, and good talking to you.
Thank you. It was wonderful talking to you, too. Have a great Monday.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.